Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I'm delighted to have you here joining me on CJMQ Radio, broadcasting to the eastern townships of the province of Quebec and beyond. I would welcome you too to our services each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. Words from Psalm 70. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who say to me, Aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, The Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love and power. He is
Let us pray. God of all times and places, we gather to seek you, to reflect upon what you have said to us, to turn our eyes to you and to rejoice in your presence. God of all wisdom and wonder, we gather to learn from your Son, Jesus Christ. We turn our eyes toward him and wait for your word to lead us. God of grace and purpose, you are the source of our lives and the source of all our possibilities. You call us to serve in your world and inspire us to choose a purpose for ourselves that will express your goodness and mercy. Jesus has shown us many ways to serve with courage and compassion. The Holy Spirit opens doors for us to act with love and loyalty. Draw near to us in this time and show us where you need us to be so that our lives may bring you honour, our source, our Saviour, and Spirit of life. God of mercy, you call us to love our neighbours and to serve your purposes. And we confess that this is easier said than done. When things get complicated, we lose patience and turn away. When we're unprepared for a challenge, we excuse ourselves from taking part. Forgive us, O God. Renew our willingness to put ourselves on the line for your love. Believe the good news. The mercy of our God is from everlasting to everlasting. In Jesus Christ, God's generous love reaches out to embrace us. In him we are forgiven and set free to begin again. Thanks be to God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 24. Joshua has led the people into the promised land, and now he gathers them together to give them a final word before he passes. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the river Euphrates and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants." Then at verse 14. "Now fear the Lord and serve him with faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we travelled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." Joshua said to the people, You are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you. But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes, we are witnesses," they replied. "Now then," said Joshua, "throw away the foreign gods that are among you, and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." On that day Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem he reaffirmed for them decrees and laws. As Joshua, as an old man, was about to die, he called the people of Israel together to remember and to decide. And so we too are called to remember and to decide. This past fortnight has been a season of remembrance, and we remember today what for some has been the sacrifice, the pain, the loss. For others in this season of remembrance, the comradeship, the closeness, the hopes and fears. And we have remembered those who, when evil threatened, stood in the gap and held the line and worked for the victory that came. For some, remembering is in telling the story, in sharing what's important to them, in working out the good and the bad, the happy and the sad that we've encountered. For others, it's the issues, the lessons that are involved in telling of the past, the education it can provide. For others, remembrance is a matter of honouring, of respecting, of evoking the emotions and feelings that are best in a person. Laughter and joy, tears, peace, outrage, forgiveness, humility, determination. Remembering is good. But today, remembering is also a call for decision on our part. And without decision, without the deciding that we are called to do, then remembering has little power or purpose. In our scripture reading, Joshua told the story of how God had treated the children of Israel, how he'd chosen Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and promised them a land, how he'd remembered Joseph in Egypt and raised up Moses to deliver the people, how he had led his people safely from the clutches of Pharaoh and watched over them in the wilderness of Sinai, and how finally he had brought the 12 tribes across the Jordan and into the promised land, driving out their enemies before them and giving them a land that they had not laboured for, grapes and olives that they did not plant. He tells the story, he remembers, he reminds them, and he calls the people to understand what has been remembered and to make a decision, the decision to follow and to be true to the God who gave them life, or to choose to follow in the path of the nations around them and to worship their gods. And the people responded to the challenge by reciting back to Joshua the story as they remember it, of how God worked miracles to set them free. And although other nations were all around them, the Lord protected them wherever they went. And they then say to Joshua that like him, they will serve the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of Moses, the God that has been good to them. And so we are called today to remember. To remember not only all those who suffered and died and who sweated and sacrificed so much, but we're also called to choose. When Joshua reminds the people of their history, of their experience, and then demands that the people choose what God they will serve, he tells them it's no easy decision, that there's a cost involved, the cost of total commitment. Today we remember, and we are called to choose. The Apple co-founder, black turtleneck enthusiast and former Pixar chairman Steve Jobs once remarked, "There is no reason not to follow your heart." Well, the tech wizard clearly did not put as much thought into this statement as he did into his smartphones. For the truth is that there are plenty of good reasons not to follow your heart. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Anna Quindlen declared to a packed auditorium of graduates, "Look inside. That way lies dancing to the melodies spun out by your own heart." Follow your heart, says the world. And it all sounds liberating and inspirational, but it's terrible advice. It's the cliche fluff of commencement addresses, Oscar acceptance speeches, yearbook inscriptions and pop choruses. We don't hear such fuzzy sentiments as follow your heart from people who follow their hearts straight to the divorce court, the detox clinic or the prison yard. Our ancestors, like us, got many things wrong. But one thing they got right was that feelings were not the final word on reality. They could be valid or not. And the difference was whether those feelings corresponded to metaphysical or moral or aesthetic reality. Did they make sense? But in our day, we've turned that grand human tradition inside out. Life's no longer about bringing ourselves into alignment with truth and goodness and beauty, even God. It's about finding our own inner tune, marching to our own beat, playing it out loud and conducting as much of the world around us as we can to play along with our anthems of autonomy. Follow your heart, says the world. But scripture says that we're called to choose life or death, to choose God and the things of God, or ourselves alone, to give our hearts to the Lord or to follow our own hearts. The world says that there's no choice to make. The only choice we have to make is to listen to our hearts. Should we follow other gods? Should we value our own prosperity while ignoring the poverty of others? Should we desire our own comfort more than we desire to help others? Should we value the peace of endless compromise to the hard work of speaking truth to those who lie and in doing justice even though it may cost us our own lives? As Jesus gave himself wholly for us on the cross, and in doing so rose to new life on the third day, we are called to give ourselves completely for the sake of truth and goodness and right. Indeed, we will serve the Lord.
Will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you. Have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why. Was what I owe. I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found.
Prayer come reflection on the words of Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," written by a Church of Scotland chaplain to Strathclyde University in Glasgow. Speaking to God, the poem begins, "As for you, you did not keep earth waiting when darkness covered her shores and chaos hurried to destroy. As for you, you did not keep silent when you knew a word was all that made the difference between life and death. As for you, you did not hide when discoveries threatened to change the world we thought we knew. As for you, you did not keep away when wanderers walked the earth in search of home and purpose. As for you, you did not lie still when the faithful few departed and even prophets were afraid. As for you, you did not leave us, but came as one of us in the hour of deepest need. As for you, you did not let death contain you, but rose in garden and city street, love and hope in your wake. And so to you is due our praise, our thanks, our hearts, for to you is the glory now and always from all peoples and places of earth. As for me, Lord, you know me better than I know myself. As for me, I would serve the Lord, put off waiting, find my voice, enter life in its fullness, offer hope where there is none, take the hand of friend and stranger, and so for the courage to do all this, hear my prayer. As for me and my household, my church, my community, as for us, together, though often apart, you know our strengths and weaknesses, our gifts and shortcomings. As for us, we would serve the Lord in the small things of friendship, kind words, visiting the sick, caring for the grieving. So for the love to do all this, hear our prayer. As for us, we would serve the Lord in the big issues of poverty, war, violence, greed, giving when there is need, speaking for those who cannot be heard, challenging the system that divides your world. And so for the patience to do all this, hear our prayer. As for us, we would preach the gospel, be urgent in season and out of season. Whether convenient to us, we would tell out the glory and the wonder of Jesus and his resurrection. So for the grace to do all this, hear our prayer. As for you, Lord God, come again to our cold hearts, weary bodies, confused minds. Fill with your spirit, renew our life, that our service would be true, love would be real, and glory would be to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.